Today's devotion comes from the Old Testament and the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are the coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contempt. I want us to think about unquenchable love for our thought for today. The love that Christ has for his church is without doubt both undeniable and it is unbreakable. I believe there are many other words that we could use, and I guess I should be using, to attempt to describe and define the love of our Lord Jesus Christ for his church. We could also use the word unquenchable that I want us to think about in relation to our love for him. But I'm beginning with his love for us, and for a good reason. If we want to see the demonstration of this, if we want to ask the question, well, how do we know? How do we know the love of Christ is undeniable? How do we know that this love towards his own people, this very special, this very particular love, which we find in scriptures bound up in his redeeming, that atoning work on the cross, how do we know it's unbreakable? Is that really true? All I have to do is to remind you to consider the cross work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as so much is displayed and demonstrated there in those dark hours of Calvary, and all that our Lord Jesus Christ went to do, and that he did do and fulfilled and completed and was vindicated and rose again, it's all there. There in the cross is love which cannot be denied. Who can deny the love it took for Christ to do what he did, and not just to suffer in such a physical and shameful manner, but to endure the wrath of God upon his soul? That is undeniable. And as a result, because of this, because he did die and rose again, therefore it cannot be severed, it cannot be broken. All who are found in him are complete in him, and none, not even Satan himself and his kingdom, can shake us from that or remove such a blessed position. Now, what about the other way around, our love for him? Now, I think in the same sense, it should certainly be undeniable. And what I mean by that is, when we think of the child of God who is genuine, who has been born of the Spirit, one of the things that will take place, and it will be one of those anchor moments, those anchor points, those areas where it is clear there is now a love for one whom we have never loved before. And this is an astonishing act of God. And it is a miracle that God could take such a rebel, such a wretched person with no love for God, with no natural disposition to adore the Saviour and to worship him, and then to be so changed and transformed that we love him. So yes, there's to be this same undeniable love. It may not be anywhere near as emphatic as the love of Christ towards his people, but it will still be there nonetheless. And so when we think of this subject of the mutual nature of love, one towards the other, Christ towards his people or his church, and the people of God towards its Saviour, her Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, I guess that there are very few books in Scripture which direct us in such a way than the Song of Solomon. And with all that people want to try to suggest in more modern times regarding the interpretation of Song of Solomon, with respect to the historical, conservative, and certainly a classic and reformed understanding of this book, that while we do have this tremendous word picture unfolding, that what it is doing as part of Holy Scripture, and this is what we have to remember, it is part of the canon of Scripture. And the question you have to ask is why? It cannot possibly be without any reference to God whatsoever. So what we derive from this, and what those who have been sound and true to the faith throughout all the years have done, is to explain it in this nature, that it is a parable, it is a metaphor, it is a description of the mutual love between Christ and his church, under the picture of the shepherd king of love and the Shulamite woman. So you have some beautiful themes unfolding before us here. All of this crystallized and, we might say, reaching something of an apex in the last chapter in verse 8. And here you have such emotion, such force, such devotion, such love that is being brought out from the heart of the bride towards the head, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I want us to think about that, this last chapter, and consider the love which comes to the fore. And it's there from verse 6, set me as a seal upon thine heart. Now, it's important to remember this is the language of the bride expressing these desires towards the bridegroom, towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And you see this, don't you? Set me as a seal upon thine heart, a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave. And so on into verse 7. It's important to remember that when we read over these words, that we're not saying that the love of a Christian towards the Saviour is going to be perfect, not by any means. Again, if you look at Song of Solomon, you see the times where there was lethargy, you see where the bride on occasions was in that place of sleepiness and she wasn't responding. And it's certainly a picture of Solomon's own heart and in terms of when he was backslidden far away from the Lord and how we might feel as well. But I suggest this to you, that someone who knows the Lord, even if they are far from God, even if they are in a state of backsliding, and we could probably all put our hand up and testify to this, still that love is there, still, even if it may be very small, and the spark may be very, very dim, it is still there, because it cannot be quenched. And all we're doing is living in misery, if we're not living the fullness of a love towards our Lord Jesus Christ. I leave some thoughts with you when we think about this love that we should have and demonstrate towards Christ. Think about the rage against it. Verse 7, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. It doesn't mean that there won't be attempts. It doesn't mean that the floods won't come and the waters won't be raised. Ordinarily, many floods and many waters would extinguish a fire. And this is the point that is being made here. Though there will be a rage, though there will be a storm, and though there will be an attempt to dampen it down, and to some extent, it may be successful, and that grieves us. We might think of many things that represent that flood or that water, yet still it cannot quench it. There is a rage against it, but the thing to hold on to, it cannot be quenched. And there's a reason behind that love and why it cannot be quenched. Why? Because it's a love which is built and established and bound up all in Christ's love toward us. It's why he says what he says here in verse 6, set me as a seal upon thine arm. The fact is, the believer is sealed in Christ, but as Christians, we pray out the things that we know to be true. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. Nonetheless, we pray that we might know that more and more and enjoy the fullness of it every day. Why? Because we know that his love is strong as death. It meant death for him. It was death for him. It was the grave. It was the sepulchre. It was the resurrection. It was all that he undertook for us. And the reason why our love for him cannot be quenched is because it is drawn from and it is established in and by his love for me and for you. That's why it's unquenchable love, and the reality of it is seen in this testimony in verse 7. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned or despised. It cannot be bought, it cannot be sold, it cannot be exchanged. Why? Because we see him as 10,000 to our soul. There is none like unto him. And so our love for him must be unquenchable. The hymn writer said, my Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. Let's pray. O Father, remind us of these things every day, and may they hold us true in days of difficulty, days of spiritual declension. Set us, O Lord, as a seal upon thine heart. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.